When laying out the investigation plan to the committee, special counsel Steve Reich says there's no one-size-fits-all way of doing it. Instead, he says the committee has several options available that they can pick and choose from depending on the issue. Those options include going after public records, using the subpoena power to obtain private documents, and gathering witness testimony. Reich says he's also confident there are people out there with information that haven't yet stepped forward.
And to those people, I would say that they should reach out to our investigator here in Utah, Pamela Lindquist, and provide information that you think may be relevant to our inquiry.
The Utah House of Representatives has made a request form available on the web for those who would like to step forward and speak with an investigator. A link to that form can be found on our webpage at KUER.org. Committee Chairman Representative Jim Dunnigan also confirmed that, based on the work done so far, the initial cost estimate of $3 million is likely correct. But he doesn't expect the cost will limit the scope of the investigation.
I think we'll be cognizant of the cost. We're aware that we're using taxpayer dollars, but we certainly want them to go wherever the leads take them and to investigate the things that are appropriate.
The committee has not set a date for their next meeting. Dunnigan says at this point in the process, they are leaving most of the work to the investigators. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.